Hello there, folks. It's Jackie here, inviting you to join me this week on Woman to Woman. We have Catherine Carey from The Healing Room, and she'll be talking about love, disappointment, sin, and lots more. So join me, Jackie, for Woman to Woman this week. With Catherine Carey on Woman to Woman today, and we're going to be talking about a topic called love. And now, Catherine, how are you doing? It's great to have you on the show. Everybody talks about love, and they're in love, and they want love, and they're looking for love. And then the Bible says that God is love.
Yes, God is love. And when we're in the presence of God, we're surrounded by His love. There is, of course, human love. There's friendship love, there's sexual love. Love is huge. We're not going to cover love today. But what I really wanted to share with people, a practice I've developed in my own life that I have found very healing, has been first thing in the morning, taking time to sit in silence, just breathing, and in that moment, becoming aware of God's presence and allowing the love of God to enfold me. It can be very helpful to just even visualize the Trinity, Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus. So visualizing God coming into the presence with the Trinity. The Trinity is constantly pouring into each other and receiving from each other, and we're invited into that. So just taking that time to just becoming aware of being in God's presence, receiving that love, and experiencing the filling of God in my life, and then pouring into God.
Wow. When I can feel that now as you say it.
Absolutely. Just breathe into it. And going into my day carrying this love, having an attitude of gratitude, and because I've experienced so much grace from God, I want to carry that grace to others. And it just means that, you know, you'll have people in your life then who are impacted by the love of God. So I think that that's the first thing. Our love comes from God. But also it's really important to have people in our lives who support us, encourage us, and also challenge us. I mean, love requires a little challenge. If you're constantly around people who are negative and critical, it will affect you. So I think
that's true.
It is important to have those people in your life who are on your team, who will encourage you, support you, and actually give them the space to speak into your life. Because, you know, if they've something to say to you that might be critical, it's coming from a person who loves you and whom you trust. So I think that's just love. If we look at the story of the prodigal son, I mean, my goodness, that just is the story of love. And I think the beautiful thing about the prodigal son story as well is that it's very much about identity and self-acceptance, which is another theme we were going to touch on today. Again, a huge theme. But if you recall the story, the son took his inheritance, went away, squandered it, hit hard times. And there's a lovely little verse that says, he came to his senses. And he realized who he was. He was a son. He was a child of a loving parent. And he returned to that parent. Wow. And of course, the father was waiting. I mean, we don't know, was that father coming out every day? What are the circumstances? But he was waiting and watching. And the moment the son turned towards home, the father raced to meet him. And that's the heart of love that God has for us.
And that's when we say God is love, that just epitomizes exactly who God is. He doesn't hold resentment or anger or judgment against us. And I often think about, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, we all know that's read it a lot of, you know, weddings and a lot of, it's a verse that's well known, and it, you know, talks about love being patient. and being kind, and it doesn't envy or boast, and it's not proud. I mean, we can all have a little bit of all of those things, and it also says it doesn't dishonor others,
That's
and
right.
it's not self-seeking or angered or easily angered. I mean, I can be easily angered. I confess and put my hand up and say I can be easily angered at home if I don't like something that I hear on the TV or something that doesn't sit with me. I can get easily angered. And is it the right anger? Is it anger in love? I mean, it all.
Well, there is a balance, and I think just for yourself, there's a balance between accepting who I am as I am right now and believing that there's the possibility of growth and of change in my life. So I think this is where self-acceptance comes in. We know that God loves us as we are, but at the same time, he's encouraging us to move on, to move forward in growth, in love, and in grace. And I think this is probably the biggest gift that the church has to give our world is grace. That sense of I've been forgiven and I can forgive.
Yes,
I've
yes.
been shown tolerance, so I can be, whatever. But
It's so
it's
true, isn't it? I mean, and when it says it's not selfish or resentful, it doesn't hold grudges, and it always forgives. I was mindful of the whole Charlie Kirk awful, tragic death, and how his wife said on that podium to
sad.
millions of people, "I forgive you
Yes.
who killed my husband because
So
Jesus
powerful.
forgave
Yes.
us on the cross." I mean, when he forgave the sinner on the right and on the left, he forgave and he says, "Today you'll see me in paradise. You will be in paradise with me." Like, the Lord is always waiting, as you said, like the prodigal son coming back to the father, and he says, "Come just the way you are." But
But he doesn't leave us where we are. He brings us on.
he brings us through it.
We are constantly being transformed. And this is the whole point of spiritual growth. Like, we're pilgrims on a journey, but life keeps changing. We find ourselves in new circumstances, we meet new people. So we're constantly learning and growing. And that's
Yes.
so important. But just to go back a little bit, because it was very powerful, as you say, when that young woman could say she forgave the murder of her husband. I mean, forgiveness is so powerful. But if
Charlie
we look,
Kirk's wife, yeah.
yes, but if we look at sin, and it's very interesting because in the New Testament, sometimes a Greek word is used, sometimes a Hebrew word is used for sin, but they basically have the same meaning, which is an archery term. Missing the mark. So the archer aims for the target, but sometimes misses. And the Hebrew word for sin also carries the idea of a missed opportunity. So just looking at sin and our posture as believers is to live a godly life. And when we fail, we come back to God, we receive love, forgiveness. But there is a responsibility to deal with the consequences of our sin. And restorative justice has become quite a powerful technique to be used in rehabilitation. And it's a very helpful concept for us as believers because it means if I sin, yes, I receive forgiveness from God. But it involves me recognizing that I have hurt or damaged somebody
And myself.
and myself. So sin is harmful. And then we do our utmost to restore what we've taken, what we've harmed. So, in the notion of sin missing the mark, yes, we have transgressed, but there is restoration for ourselves, for the people we've damaged. And that's again growing on this concept of love. God doesn't condemn us in our sin, he offers us restoration. And he offers us the ability to restore to others, what we have taken or damaged.
Wow. Yeah, because at the end of that 1 Corinthians 13, it says love always protects and it
Yeah.
always hopes and it always trusts and it always perseveres. So it's like, the Lord is calling us, God is calling us to persevere in love, even
Yes.
when we sin. Just get up and come back. You know, I'm a grandmother now, and I often think, Catherine, you know, when she goes one way and I pull her back because I see danger, because I know. And she doesn't like it. She's only one and she's walking around, toddling around. And I think, you know, she's running down one direction and I know she's going the wrong way and she stops. And if she doesn't see me behind, she panics and runs back. And it's like the story of the prodigal son. He panicked and realized, hang on, what was I thinking? Running off on my own and doing it my way? You know, in my father's home, I'm welcome back. And he said he would even eat with the servants and eat with the animals. I mean, he knew what he had done. But God, the Father, just like me with my grandchild, I don't hold the record of wrongs.
No, you don't, but I suppose again,
You suffer the consequence for
we
your
are
choice.
sentient beings. I mean, in all fairness, I'm an adult, I'm not a toddler. So
Yes.
there is a sense of responsibility as we grow and mature in our Christian walk. There is a responsibility as well. Yes. And you mentioned hope there. And I think, again, hope is very kernel to love and to our Christian walk. And as you know, I'm involved with the healing rooms. And one of the things we've seen with people who come for prayer, not often, but occasionally, somebody will come with a chronic illness. And unanswered prayer over a long time can lead to disappointment. And as believers, that can be a very difficult thing to cope with. So again, there's that tension. We live with mystery. We do not know the mind of God. Just as you're talking about directing a child, but the child wants to go their own way. We live with mystery. We do not know the
Yeah.
best.
Well, it's,
But at the
yeah.
same time, we can be disappointed.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.